Hello, this is Pastor John in the Lucy Coleman Studio in Los Angeles, California. Thank you so much for joining me. Today is November the 11th, 2009. It's Veterans Day in the United States of America, and we're celebrating the sacrifices that the Army, Navy, the Marines, and the Air Force guys and gals have made for this wonderful country of ours that appears to be going down the toilet. Flush sounds in the background. Pastor John, to be exact, yes, I'm a cleric, and I am a Christian. I've been one since 1967. Unlike many other clerics that don't know when they first met Christ, I remember the day. I remember the hour. I know how depraved I was, and I know how depraved language sounds, and I know how tricksters use words to sway your mind, and that's why you've come to my website, isn't it? Because you want to be enlightened. I happen to be black, African-American, Negro, a nigger, whatever you want to call me. I am of the brown skin. I use words that are not aligned to shock you, but to let you know that I know your game. And if you're going to try to play a game with me, I can play that game right along with you. But I'm still saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, and know what it's all about. Thank you for joining me for this Veterans Day webcast. Of course, I'm excited. It's about 1:24 in the afternoon here in the Lucy Coleman studio, and I'd be in my classroom at the college teaching philosophy, but I'm glad that I can be here with you. Fade out that music. Let's get into the webcast. Oh, I got a lot to talk about here today, and I'm going to get right into it. First of all, just let me share with you that I received an email today. I received an email from a person that I don't know, that I don't think he's going to like my relationship at all. Won't mention his name, won't even mention his blog, because it's insignificant. It means absolutely nothing. I'm like Joe Friday of the old Dragnet series. Just the facts, ma'am or sir. Just the facts. Not a bunch of rhetoric to cover up slop. And but I gave the gentleman, I gave him an option, because I told him I'm not going to contact him nor contact anyone else that he wrote me about. But I contacted him and emailed him and said, if you would like to do a webcast with me to defend your church, your ministry, your pastor, just me and you, let me know when the date is. I'll work it out. I'll do the webcast, and I'll let the people hear it. I do not invite third-person people into that. That's not the way I do Christian apologetics. See, apologetics done in Christianity and most of the white world is to try to find out what the other Christian white, that means white American apologists, say about it. I don't hang in group. I don't do that. I think on my own. I've always done that. 65 years old, I'm not learning no new game. I'm not trying to figure out what theology is all about. Very well educated, thank you, in theology. I'm not stupid, I'm not ignorant, and not stupid enough to engage into a conversation when you're bescathing another man's name without the right to do it. See, this is the way they do it. Let me check it out. They got these blogs going all over the country, all over the world. And, you know, I guess they get into blog heaven. That's why when you come to my website, it's not a blog. As a matter of fact, it gives you a headache when you come there. You know, it makes you feel like, boing, what is this? This is the most unsloppy, right. I'm letting you know that I'm not perfect. And I'm not trying to be perfect for you. I'm not trying to ease your troubled mind. And I'm just waiting on the guy. So if you listen to this webcast, give me an email back. I didn't use your name because I don't want to embarrass you in front of folk. And when I put the webcast up, I'll say, this is the dude. Hey, I got something to share with you. You know how America is being dismantled? And I want to thank Curtis from Virginia from sending me this report. I like it. And there was another lady, I think her first name was Margaret, who sent me an email confirming that Obama is a Muslim. Margaret, the only reason that I could not post that particular YouTube clip to my website is because the clips that were taken with Obama talking about his love for Islam were out of context. And I would like to know what he was saying about the clips that were snipped. You see, I can use the word nigger like I did, and you can play that on somebody's website, and that can be misconstrued. So please don't send me any clips that are not connected to anything, because that makes you liable for lawsuits. And I just got the Lucy Coleman studio, and I don't want to lose that on a humbug, but I appreciate it. Quiet as kept, I do believe that he is more faithful to his Islamic background than he is to, well, he never was a Christian, so I can't call him a Christian. But what the heck? Most presidents of the United States never were Christians. Well, we can leave that one alone. Okay, how do you dismantle America? I want to share something with you. If you cross the North Korean border illegally, you get 12 years at hard labor. That means that if you crossed from South Korea into North Korea and the North Korean border guards at the 38th parallel caught you, you're doing 12 years. Okay, if you cross the Iranian border illegally, you are detained indefinitely. We've seen that recently on a news clip. Some reporter goes over there riding a bike or something and bam, they're just going to keep you, interrogate you, and give you a brain squeeze. Well, if you cross the Afghan border, you get shot because you're not even allowed to come in that country without papers and stuff like that. They just shoot you just right up front. If you cross the Turkey border illegally, you spend the rest of your life in prison. In other words, the people in Turkey, they're going, they're saying, what? We're going to give them life imprisonment. Okay, I kind of like that. That's nice. But if you cross the U.S. border illegally, let me share with you what you get. You get a driver's license. Now, that's especially in the wonderful state of California where we live. I call it the state of the misfits. We have the most misfit mega churches, misfit so-called Christians, misfit laws for illegal aliens. Wait a minute. What else do you get when you cross the border illegally in the United States? Let me stop rambling. You get a Social Security card. In other words, stealing them is not necessary now. When you cross the border, you can get a social number and you're a part of the gang. When you cross the border illegally now, in this country, you get welfare. Obama's aunt was on welfare, wasn't she? Think she was. You also get food stamps. Now, that's a no-brainer. Now, you know what? I got to work. And my refrigerator is about empty because I eat, just a little food. But sometimes when I get hungry, I wish I had a lot of food in there. And I don't have the money to do that because I got to pay a house note and I got to pay this and I got to pay that. And I'm only teaching two classes of philosophy, and a handful of Christians take care of my life in that way. So I ain't got a lot. I wish I could get me some free food stamps. When you cross the border illegally in this country, you get free health Obamacare. Right. The congressman was right. You lie, Mr. President. You lie. I want to thank you, Curtis, for sending me that report. I'm telling you that I have never, never been more amazed. Let's keep moving. Let's keep moving. It gets funnier and funnier. I got a funny one coming up now. And this thing is so funny, it's shameful. We got to put this under the shameful file. Shameful. Now, you know, I live in Los Angeles, and I know what shamefulness is. Shameful. I'm going to spend the rest of this webcast time talking about this. Let me sing my little song. Give me up on that music a little bit. All right, here we go, here we go. Okay, here we go, here we go. All you got to be is a pastor today. All you got to be is a man of the cloth. Get up, stand up, speak up loud. Tell the people what they want to hear. Just get a lawyer, defend your case. Say it this way, then say it that way. All the folks are gonna bump anyway, because you know you're gonna make them feel good. You're gonna lie on the thing that you do so rich. You're gonna trick them, trick them, trick them, and oh, can't say the word because it may get me in a lot of trouble if you know what I mean. So now I'm going to share with you how a former employee files a lawsuit against a pastor of the First Day of Me. That's right, the first African Methodist Episcopal Church, alleging sexual impropriety. Well, listen to the words that I say to you as I share this message. Very true. On this Veterans Day, you're going to hear me give it to you in the same old way. It goes on and on and on in the church, and I'm never going to stop because they're saying, look, give it to me light, give it to me dark, give it to me sugar, give it to me clean. Just give it to me, man. Don't mess it up. Come on, PJ, share it with me. Cut the music and cut it out right now. Okay, I will. I just thought that I'd do my little singing routine. There it is, Veterans Day. Listen to this article. I know some of you are cracking up, and I'm cracking up with you. Former employee files a lawsuit against pastor of the First AME Church here in Los Angeles, alleging sexual impropriety. Now, Norma that sent me this great little report sent me a backup report. And you know, this thing is so huge. It is really so huge. Yeah, I'm going to do it. Should I do it? Yeah, I better do it. And then I'll save the Pooch Praise Church offers worship service for dogs. And that's how debauched we've gotten in the church these days. You know, you got a special service. Hey, bro, man, you're in the studio with me, right, boy? They got a special service all set up for you, boy. You can get your pooch praise on. Can't believe this. Can't believe this. A former employee of First AME Church in Los Angeles has accused the pastor, whose name is John Hunter, in a civil lawsuit of forcing her into sexual service for 4 years and firing her when she finally refused to comply. Well, let me say this right now. The first day of the first year, when she took off her panties, she should have blown the whistle. So right up front, the whole thing looks a little messed up. But when you look at Bishop Earl, remember the guy that died, that got beat up by the deacons in the church, the white boy from Georgia? Well, you know, same thing with him. He's banging the women in the church for years and their own husbands didn't know it. Anyway, let me continue to read this. The Reverend Brenda Lamorth, so she was a female preacher. See, that's the problem right there. That was heresy in the first place. I ain't never heard of no female preacher. Have you? But wait a minute. Let me keep reading. Who worked with Hunter as his executive assistant and in other jobs since 2004, charged in the lawsuit filed Tuesday that the pastor first began pressuring her into inappropriate hugging and kissing in about 2005 and escalated the demands to sex. Now, I can relate to that a little bit because I went through something very similar to this kind of stuff back in 1997. And I'm telling you, I didn't pressure nobody. Oh, as a matter of fact, if you were visiting my fellowship Sunday, a brother came up to me and said, "Hey, Pastor John," grabbed me, hugged me, kissed me right in front of the people in the fellowship. "So why don't you accuse us?" Wait, why don't I accuse him of pressuring me to have sex with him? Yeah, right. Let me keep reading this. It says the complaint charges that Hunter told her that it was God's will, quote unquote, to satisfy his desires and regularly demand sex. Now, I want you to look at my YouTube clip, the latest one that I put up. And what's it called? Let me go back. I got to turn back. I just had it up on the screen. Wait a minute. Why am I wasting my time here? Let me tell you what this YouTube clip is called. Oh, it's called Gaining Control or Just Maintaining. There's a YouTube clip up called Gaining Control or Just Maintaining. I'm sitting in my living room and I'm telling you how sex can be controlled. I hope you enjoy the clip. It's about almost 10 minutes. The complaint charges that Hunter told her that it was God's will. Okay. And this took place in both the church office and hotels in Southern California, Virginia, and North Carolina. Because I know, because see, them folk be traveling everywhere at the expense of the ignorant people that put them in office. The plaintiff felt trapped and scared, scored, that should say. You're talking in the hood mentality. I was scored, so I took my panties off. No, I'm not making a mockery of this. I'm letting you know how stupid folk have gotten in the church. Come on, you his executive what? Number one, you in a position that God never called you to. You ain't no preacher. You ain't no reverend. And number two, you knew what was going on in that church. I live in L.A. I know what First AME is about. First AME is a church that Tom Bradley was in the night that the riots start when the city began to burn and that famous statement was made by all the politicians and people, I think it's time for us to leave. Well, of course, she felt trapped. Pastor John, not me, this is Pastor John Hunter, I guess, is considered a prophet. And as a prophet, he demanded sex from her. Yeah, this sounds like Earl, you know, what's the man, Poe, what was his name? I forget his name. See, my mind is trying to forget his name. The dude from Georgia that died, the bishop down there that lost his church. All the members spread all around Atlanta now, right? She felt that it was her duty, given by God. What? The only way to fulfill her job and ministry, says the complaint filed in Los Angeles County Superior Court. What? What? Wait a minute. Somebody gonna come to me and say, it is your duty to get undressed here in the Lucy Coleman studio and do something with me. What? What? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Hunter's attorney, Robert W. Brockman Jr., said the allegations are categorically untrue. The pastor, his wife Denise, and the church filed their own lawsuit against the woman. I can't say her name right. Lamothe, I guess that's her name. Lamothe on Tuesday. And the suit charged her with stealing documents from the Hunters and using them to attempt to extract money from them. Wait, now these are all supposed to be Christians. This is the Christian community. These are Christians. The documents at issue involve correspondence, some of them love notes written by Hunter to an unnamed recipient. And the pastor says that they were written to his wife. The lady says that they were written to her. Why would he be typing some love notes to his wife? Let me leave that one alone. And let me tell you something. These people, and I know how it is, you know, they try to tell you, you know, John, you shouldn't talk about those things until these things have come to court because you're poison in the case. Let me tell you something. These sinners in these churches, you think these people are Christians? Everybody in their right mind knows that First AME is nothing but a social bastion to help black people out of turmoil with white people. That's what First AME in Los Angeles is. I kind of like call that church the Jesse Jackson, L. Sharpton, I'm going to get you if you don't give us what we want church. That's what First AME is. I have nothing against black folk. I'm black myself, so don't get it twisted. I just know what they're all about. And I'm doing this webcast this way because many of you think that I only do webcasts against people like Dr. John MacArthur because I have something against white. No, I have something against anybody calling themselves a Christian doing some mess like this. Lamonte's complaint alleges that she filed in 2009 after she began to refuse sexual demands. But Brockman, the attorney for First AME, provided the Times with the 2008 resignation letter signed by Reverend Brenda Lalonde, whatever her name is, that expressed gratitude to Hunter for bringing blessings to her life. Well, it could have been the sex. Come on now. Birds of a feather, what they be doing? Flocking together. That's what my grandmother used to teach me years ago. The dueling lawsuits, because, you know, you got First AME, got a lawsuit against her, and she got a lawsuit against First AME. Because, you know what, she know how much money's flowing through there. She know how much money they get from the from the guilty feeling white people that since people like that all their money just time and time and time and time and time again. So see, she knows. And so she's saying, well, hey, I got to give me a little piece of that too. So the dueling lawsuits being further controversy to the once story church, okay, one of the city's oldest and largest African-American congregations and long considered, check this out, a leading light for social justice and community activism. That's about all it is. And I thank them for that. As a matter of fact, Reverend Leonard Jackson, who was one of the associates there at First AME, helped me immensely.